There's an event tonight at Boom Concepts on Penn Avenue in Garfield, which combines a contemporary approach to music with a style that's been performed pretty much unchanged for centuries. In the latest installment of 90.5 WESA's Art from the Ground Up, we have the story of an experiment by Chamber Music Pittsburgh. Doesn't exactly put you in mind of chamber music, does it? Well, maybe after hearing this, it will.
It's our belief, my personal belief, that it's really our responsibility to bring chamber music, bring music back into the community, take it out of the ivory tower that we've placed it in over the past 300 years, and bring it back to the community where it used to be. You know, when Bach was performing and premiering his masterpieces, he was performing them in coffee shops and bars. And it was music for the people on their own terms.
That's Kristen Linfante, Executive Director of Chamber Music Pittsburgh, an organization that's been around for 54 years, earning a reputation as one of the finest traditional music presenters in the country. They're doing something a little different now. That's where those beats come in.
It's going to be a real departure because we are combining classical string quartet with two DJs.
How did you choose the artists who are collaborating with the string quartet? And how did you choose the members of the string quartet?
So we knew in choosing the quartet that they would have to be people who were not only extremely talented and gifted in their craft, but were also willing to have an open mind and be interested in experimenting with us. This series is one big experiment, and it's evolving, but it's the first step. And again, we looked for people who not only had the talent, but the willingness to step out of the box.
When I met with those players, I asked them to start with just a simple definition.
Just a real concise description of exactly what a string quartet is.
A string quartet is four people that come together and play music together. There's four different voices, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass, and those are represented by two violins, viola, and cello.
That's Jennifer Orchard. Bronwyn Bannard added a little bit more to that.
Typically, string quartets will play music from the classical era, which means any time in the last 300 years, basically. We're still going to be playing some of that music, but it's going to be different because we're integrating these contemporary elements, but still keeping part of what we consider our tradition.
That contemporary element will be provided by Jordan Taylor and Joe Kennedy.
A DJ is someone who selects tracks for people or plays music electronically for people to hear. So that's a DJ. It's a track selector. Jordan and I, we are classified as DJs, but I think we're more like remix artists because we take all types of music and sounds and everything and blend those together and play that for people. It's easier to call us DJs, though.
Yeah.
They perform together as Traxploitation, and they were recommended to Chamber Music Pittsburgh for this project by the folks at Boom Concepts in Garfield. That's where I spoke to Julie Malice.
We are a creative hub, community space dedicated to not only executing artist projects and ideas, but providing a safe space for marginalized voices in our community to know that they can come to us, bring up ideas they have, sketch them out with us, and actually find means to implement them.
And tonight, as part of Chamber Music Pittsburgh's Pittsburgh Performs series, a couple of DJs and a string quartet come together there. For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.